John Terry.
Yakov.
You remember?
Yakov Korolenko.
It's still me.
Well, so it is. Good to see you, guy. Hey, Mac, Philly, this is Yakov. Tell me, you remember Yakov?
Sure.
Last year, he doused himself with gasoline, threatened to blow us all up.
Is this a seasonal thing or just an idle hobby?
I've grown since then.
Yeah, sounds like your English has grown, too.
Thank you. I go to this night school for 11 months, 9 hours a day, mastering your language so I can receive all the career opportunities in this three enterprise system.
Oh, what do you do?
A mop spit of floors in Grand Central Station.
God bless America.
Everybody, I want you to meet my brother, Ivan. He is training dancing bear for Leningrad Circus. Very famous in Russia.
Welcome to America.
He doesn't speak English. And he is no rocket scientist to begin with.
So who's your other friend there?
That's KGB. But act natural and laugh like... He has orders to stop Ivan in case he wants to defect.
Yakov, does your brother want to defect?
You betcha.
Yakov. Listen, I appreciate you thinking of me, but I'm afraid that granting asylum doesn't fall within my jurisdiction. I can't help. I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
Hang on a second there, Yakov. Here's a number of a friend of mine at the Immigration Service. Give him a call first thing in the morning, and he'll take over.
Oh, boy, thank you very much. Especially you, Ryan. See you later, Alleghenies.
Littering, dog doo-doo violations. I'm telling you, Mac, this is the dullest night of my life.
Play with your silly putty, sir. It'll blow over.
Keep them down, this one is nuts.
Come on.
Will you fill me in on this circus?
Yes, Your Honor. We have assault, destruction of property. It seems as a cultural exchange society was giving a benefit performance by some members of the Leningrad Circus at a hotel uptown when our old friend, Mr. Korolenko, decided to drop in through a skylight, swinging on a rope.
It's the only thing I could think of. I tried to get A-team, but man said it was impossible.
What man?
William Morris. He said Bob Denver was available, though.
Your Honor, Yakov grabbed his brother. They hid in a coat room. This gentleman kicked the door in, at which point this gentleman jumped him.
I just happened to be there on a lark, Your Honor. Bob Smith, Smith Wholesale Circus Tent Company.
He is CIA!
CIA?
I saw him talking to his pen!
I was just cleaning the tent.
CIA!
KGB!
All right, kids. Who the hell is that?
Ms. Elsa Dobrinovich, Your Honor. She went berserk and knocked out three guests, the dancing bear, and five busboys.
I was merely defending my countrymen.
I take it you're a member of the circus troupe, Ms. Dobrinovich?
Yes, I juggle my family.
You must be very close. Defense?
Are you kidding? I barely had time to get all these names in my pen.
Your Honor, I could be of some assistance here. Martin Glasgow, I work for the government.
Please tell me hours.
Hours. This is Mr. Karpov. He's with the Soviet government. I would strongly suggest that you contact both embassies and our State Department as soon as possible.
Well, there's a phone. Be my guest.
Oh, well, honestly, this is not quite our area. Mr. Karpov and I were merely guests. Then things got a little out of hand.
He threw a tray of deviled eggs at me.
For the ninth time somebody else threw them at me, I just ducked.
Then you ducked maliciously.
Now listen,
please, cut it out. Out of curiosity, Mr. Glasgow, what area of government are you guys in?
We're arms negotiators.
I have got to get started on that bomb shelter.
All right, Selma, you take the two principal brawlies down to holding till I figure out what to do with them. You two gentlemen come with me. Bull, you keep an eye on everyone else. Recess.
You guys want to have a seat over here?
You won't let him take him back, will you?
It's really that bad back there?
You ever been to Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Well, close your eyes. Please. When you open your eyes, you're going to be in the middle of Milwaukee. No matter where you go, you walk, run, or fly, you're always going to be in the middle of Milwaukee. You can grab a car and drive 2,000 miles away. You're still going to be in the middle
of... No!
Works every time.
I have a question.
Yes?
Have you ever done it to Ravel's bolero?
Yes, I realize this is an unusual situation. That's why I thought I'd give you boys at State a jingle before I decided to pass sentence on a Soviet clown. Uh-huh. Right, thank you.
Have you ever seen the attack of the 50-foot woman?
Just so you know, Judge Stone, there will be grave consequences should anything happen to one of our citizens while you have seen fit to jail their custodian.
Your agent broke the law, Mr. Karpov.
I see nothing illegal in protecting our country's interests.
Oh, come on, I hear that from you people every day.
Maybe if you would refrain from filling all of Western Europe with cruise missiles, you wouldn't have to.
Well, maybe if you'd stop stuffing every square foot of the Ukraine with SS-20s, I wouldn't have had to throw the devil eggs at you.
Well, at least we've got a dialogue going again, yeah?
Your Honor, I'm afraid there's more trouble.
Well, great. Who else dropped in?
No, somebody dropped out. The guy that was training the ballerina bear is missing.
Yakov's brother?
Yeah, he's gone. Oh. That's from Elsa. Things I'll do for a buck.
No, Ambassador Vlanoff, it is not my fault. Well, fine. Call my superiors. I can assure you they will back me 110%. I don't have any superiors. I'm dead. Listen, we're going to have to leave you guys here alone for a couple of minutes. Now, I know you're both mature, responsible adults, so try not to throw my toys at each other, huh?
Oh, great. 1:30 in the morning.
I suppose you think I'm any happier about that.
You're a Russian, Karpov. You're not allowed to be happy.
Hi, it's me.
It looks like I'm going to be here a little longer than I thought. How are you feeling?
What did the doctor tell you about that?
Yeah, I know. Look, I'll be home as soon as I can. Yeah, me too. Sweet dreams.
wife. She's ill?
Doctor told her to stay in bed. No, she had to get up and clean the house for a party. Huh.
Sounds like my wife.
Huh?
One time, she had pneumonia. But that didn't stop her from walking our little Rosa 2 miles to school through the freezing snow. Women.
Yeah. You can't live with them and you can't live without them.
I have been without for 2 months now. Even the dancing bear started to look good.
Just snap my neck and get it over with.
I got rid of no. I'm sorry. Sometimes I forget I'm strong like horse.
You haven't been cooking that wheat we've been sending over, have you?
Did you find him?
Not yet, Yakov, no.
It's KGB, I know. They stole my brother. I'll never see him again.
I swear to you, Yakov, we will find him. Or we won't. That sucked rocks, didn't it?
What I can't believe is that a guy that big can just vanish into thin air. Bull, do you have any ideas?
1 minute he was here, the next minute, I hit him.
Well, that certainly narrows things down, doesn't it?
You hid Ivan? Where?
I'm sorry, but I refuse to answer. I heard about all the oppression in his country and decided it was time to take a stand for basic human rights.
Spill it or you're fired.
Follow me, kids.
And when my son was 7, he drew a picture of his babysitter, naked, on the back of some of my top secret documents.
Bonjour, boy, that's terrible.
What does that remind you of?
One of your cruise missiles. That's
right.
Ah, yes. I know. Everything reminds me of missiles, too.
Mm. Yeah. Pop bottle, a pencil. This morning it was my dachshund.
Oh.
They reminded me of those new SS-18s of yours.
What SS-18s?
Oh, come on. You know, the ones you just deployed near the RLC. Say, if we were to stop deployment on those 9 Pershings in Germany, would you pull them out of there? Oh, just curious, you know. No big deal.
I could recommend it for discussion. But it would be difficult to verify.
But if you could verify, would you?
As I said, I could recommend it.
Would you?
I would. For a friend.
Just a little tip, honey. Prints make you look heavy.
Right over here, guys.
Vanya!
Дядя! Я так на перебиба, дедушка!
Not a bad job, Bull.
I think I went a little crazy with the blush.
What's he saying? He thinks that you punish people in this country by making them wear dresses.
Yakov, make sure he understands that he's not going to be punished once he moves here.
He's not going to pick up much business, either.
Ваня, ты можешь оставаться в Америке.
Яша, ты крыш, да, вот ты кого-то мало трое. Поранежа, тот мой это.
Что? Can you believe that?
Well, not all of it.
He changed his mind about defecting.
Yukarıcımara yaşa. Bir koştalara Minsk, Mutsarama şeyle o zero.
He's talking about this pond in Minsk.
His pond?
Yeah, it's a huge flat slab of dirty ice in the middle of nowhere. It's his favorite place in the world.
Mine's the Hard Rock Cafe.
Grand Canyon.
Been there. No action.
He said he's afraid he'll never see his pond again. You speak Russian?
Not a word. Yakov, Ivan's homesick. If he moves here, there's a good chance they'll never let him go back. And for some people, it's not so much how you live as where you live. It's where you grew up, where your friends are, where your family is. That's kind of tough stuff to let go of. I don't think any of us ever let go of it completely.
I want to go home, too!
I might have overdone that.
Judge Harry, I miss Sonia. I miss her so much. When I work, when I sleep, when I watch Gentle Ben. See? See Sonia?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that picture. Are you sure that's not Brezhnev?
Judge Harry, I love USA, but I miss Sonia so much. What do I do?
Take it easy, Yakov. It's gonna be all right. I'll be right back.
You see? You see, Sonia, look at her smile.
Nice tooth.
What's going on here?
How should I know? I sell circus tents.
That is a lie.
Ah, your mother wears combat boots.
Only during field maneuvers.
All right, Mouseketeers, settle down. It's all over.
It is?
Yep, I made a few phone calls, and our two governments have worked out a little trade.
Oh, please, no more wheat.
We will return Ivan to you. In exchange, your government will furnish his brother's wife and children with visas so that they can come here and live with him.
Oh, thank you. Oh, God bless you, Judge. God. I'll mop up spit.
He's lying. You set the whole thing up.
There's the phone. You can call your respective embassies and check it out.
Me first.
Fine. I'll just use my pen.
Okay. That takes out the last of the Minutemen.
Provided we get on-site verification on removal of your SSAT.
Relax, Martin, relax. It's here.
And we settled on the use of your long-range bombers.
Subject to our verification of your submarines. Ah, and that goes into effect July 4, 1989.
Oh, you better make that the 5th.
Huh?
It's a 3-day weekend. Okay, let me think now. Let's give it to the Tomahawks, the ICBM, packed all carrier-based aircraft.
Yes, it's all here.
What's next?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
I can't believe that.
I'm having trouble with it myself. We've covered everything.
Do you know what we have here? This document effectively gets rid of every existing nuclear warhead by January the 1st, 1997.
Happy New Year!
Yeah, Happy New Year!
Judge Stone wanted me to tell you that everything's been taken care of, and you're both free to go.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
Well, I will see you in Geneva, huh? For the talks next month.
That's right. Listen, you have a good flight.
Oh. You too. My best to you, and yours.
Oh, you take care, Nikolai. You know something?
Hmm.
The two of us, a Soviet and American, just set up half the night and put together an arms agreement that works. And it's fair. I know that. It's feasible.
Completely.
You think they'll buy it?
Judge Herring, I want to thank you very much. Wait till Sonia gets here. She's going to run down here. She's going to grab you and kiss you and...
Oh, no. That's all right. I mean, a card will do.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Not what after you just did.
Ah, Yakov.
Please, Judge Harry, where I grew up, when men like you comes along, we pray that little piece of him becomes a part of us. So we go like this.
Thank God it was quick.